Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Tim, thanks for having me as part of your listeners' morning commute.
Yeah, a day job, as we point out, at the Terry College of Business at the University of Georgia, as you point out, not connected to this. This is something you and others have been involved in for how long now? How long have you been working on this?
Yeah, so the committee came together in late summer, and then we began listening to proposed transportation projects in the fall, several nights a week, and presented the mayor and commission with a potential list of projects, and then they came up with the final list based on that in the spring.
Yeah.
Got our $150 million of transportation projects.
So I got that figure right, $150 million if approved by the voters.
Yep.
And if we should point this out, too, and you can flesh this out for me. My taxes aren't going to go up. I suppose I could vote myself a tax cut, but my taxes aren't going to go up if, as expected, this thing passes.
Tim, that's exactly right. This is not a new tax. It's a continuation of the existing T-SPLOST tax. So the sales tax rate would remain at 8%.
34, close to three dozen, 34 projects on the list here. Don't have time to hit every single one of them. Hit the highlights for me. What am I getting for $150 million and an extra penny on the dollar?
All right. So when the committee looked at our final list, we saw a couple of big ideas. And one of those was work along the corridors. So that would be Atlanta Highway, West Broad Street, Lexington Avenue, Prince Avenue. And we really wanted to give special attention to those areas. And GDOT certainly has noted that Atlanta Highway and West Broad Street is very hazardous for people walking and biking and driving. So we really wanted to give some emphasis to the corridors and leverage those federal and state dollars. But also in particular with this SPLOST, this transportation SPLOST, we wanted to give attention to neighborhood asks. So you'll see a lot of projects in here from the North Athens area, and there's several in here from the East Athens neighborhood. And these are all small projects with a big impact. So these neighborhoods have been waiting for infrastructure for a long time, and the committee really wanted to give them those facilities that they have been asking for, like traffic calming, bus stops, and pavement maintenance.
Yeah, one that jumps out at me, I'm looking at, and this is in the grand scheme of things, not a huge thing, mm-hmm. although it project number 7 to be precise, East Athens lighting. They're just asking for some more lights over there and would be funded with this extra penny on the dollar.
Yes, that is correct. And that is just $38,000, and that just gets them some lighting where they want. And it's really important for them to be able to ask for those things and have those needs met. So that was very important.
Yeah, and I got to, again, watch my language here. I keep saying extra penny on the dollar. As you point out, Lauren Blaze, mm-hmm. you just continue to pay what you're paying now. The local sales tax rate would be at 8%. Again, if enough people voted no, they won't. But if they did, it would drop to 7. Now, the thing will probably pass and pass overwhelmingly. So what we're talking about here is what we get for all that. One of the things that bothers me and a lot of folks, frankly, sidewalks, mm-hmm. the lack of sidewalk connectivity, and the people who ride bikes would say the same thing, that bike paths are good where they are, but there's sometimes sidewalks and bike paths to nowhere. What to do, and does this latest effort address connectivity?
It does, Tim, in a couple of different ways. Like I already mentioned, the money for the corridors along West Broad Street and Atlanta Highway, but there are some neighborhood sidewalk programs, and then there's a project in here submitted by the Athens in Motion Commission, which helps to work on the bike and pedestrian master plan. It's a big list. There's 75 high priority projects on there, and this T-SPLOST certainly won't remedy all of our connectivity issues, but it's heading in that direction, and that's what we really need to do. And it's only a 5-year T-SPLOST, so I will say that.
Yeah, it would take us through, start collections, you tell me, but I mean, what, the first, January 1st of 2023, I say start collections, continue collections of the existing sales tax and take us through, what, the end of 27?
Something like that. I believe that it will start early next year. And I will go ahead and say that our last T-SPLOS, which is currently running, was so financially successful that we're having to end the program early because we have made so much money, even during the pandemic. And that is because the state closed a loophole on online sales. So it's always good to shop local, Tim, right? It's always good to shop where you are. But if you buy something from somewhere else online, Athens-Clarke County and the state of Georgia gets to gets the benefit of those sales tax dollars now. So if we don't pass this T-SPLOS, we're kind of leaving money on the table.
Another one that jumps out at me here, and I'm looking at you have talked about some of the bigger things, and obviously people will focus on those. Another one that I just noticed this, and again, there are 34 of these, Lauren Blaze. The one that I said, Project 24. Historic district street signage. We'd be paying for some new street signs to maintain existing street signs in the historic parts of town.
Yes, so that would be identifying historic neighborhoods, and that's just $95,000. And one of the things that the Historic Athens Committee wanted to emphasize is if you don't have a sense of place, then your sense of, then your place is more likely to succumb to development. And so I know that they're working on signage for and designations for certain neighborhoods of neighborhoods of color and whatnot. But there's also another signage project on here, and that's a traffic signage replacement program, and we're spending $750,000 there with this T-SPLOS to replace our outdated reflective signs that are no longer reflecting our lights anymore. So those are two great projects on here.
A couple of process questions here, specifically Project 33, Project 34, City of Winterville, Town of Bogart, and again, Athens-Clarke County, that kind of weird thing where you have a unified Athens-Clarke County government, but separate cities, and City of Winterville, a Town of Bogart. All it tells me is that there are specific sub-projects selected and managed by the City of Winterville, selected and managed by the Town of Bogart. Unpack that for me. What are we talking about?
Okay, yeah, so the Unified Government Athens-Clarke County gets together and signs an intergovernmental agreement with Winterville and Bogart because they're supposed to get a portion of the sales tax dollars. It's a small amount. Winterville gets less than $1.5 million. Bogart gets $344,000, and that's their money to do with as they see fit. But without that, we wouldn't be able to, without that intergovernmental agreement, we wouldn't be able to ask for a full 1% sales tax with this T-SPLOS. So that's a lot of governmental speak, but that's the gist of it, Tim.
Again, Lauren Blaze with us, the Citizens Committee that's working now to get the word out on this transportation special purposes, local option sales tax referendum on your ballots. You're early voting for another 10 days and 2 weeks away from the May 24th election day here in Athens. Go back through the process here. We started talking about the citizens' input at the front end of this and a long list of projects. You whittled down to 34. What was that process like? People always complain about a lack of input, a lack of transparency. From your perspective, what'd you see?
It was incredibly collaborative, Tim. And something I want to emphasize to your listeners is that if a project is, if a transportation project is on this list, even if it was submitted by residents, you can trust that it has been, it has passed legal and staff muster, technical muster. It is doable. So the committee listened to 87 potential transportation projects. They were worth $694 million, and we had to whittle that down to a list of $150 million, which we ultimately did. And so we, every person who presented, every project had 10 minutes to present and 10 minutes of questions, and then the committee went back and forth and had a lot of discussion, and we came up with a list that we sent to the Mayor and Commission. They gave us feedback. And then we went through straw polling again, and the Mayor and Commission decided on the ultimate list. But in the end, what they came up with was very close to what the committee had. So we are feeling great about what's on this transportation special purpose local option sales tax list.
All right, and finally, let's go on this one. Less than a minute here. Oversight after the fact. Let's just assume, and as we probably assume correctly, that this passes. What about oversight on each of these projects? What happens there?
Yes, so there's an oversight committee that meets after if the T-SPLOS passes. So anytime a project comes up, like we're ready to get the ball rolling on it, there will be a meeting. And I'm still on the previous SPLOS oversight committee. So, you know, that SPLOS passed in 2018, and I'm still going to meetings about those projects because those projects are still under construction, still ongoing. And that committee will basically make sure that we are doing what we told the voters we said we would do.
All right, Lauren Blaze, again, the Citizens Advisory Committee, the Citizens Committee that is looking at this T-SPLOST to help put it together and talking about it now as we continue to vote with early voting and the election day itself on May 24th. Lauren Blaze, thanks for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Tim.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.